Hello, this is Chris Wilson, and I'm back on our street studio, and we are so fortunate to have one of our featured guests here tonight with us, Charlie Soap. He's the producer and the director of the Cherokee Word for Water. He gets introduced as Wilma Mankiller's husband. He was her partner in community organizing for 30 years. He continues her work, and this movie is not only about the seminal project that they were able to succeed with in the 80s, but it's also the story of their love and their partnership. And it's a wonderful feature film. It's going to air Saturday, 6:30 at the American Legion, and also Sunday at 9 a.m. in the Starlight Room. Go to the Starlight Room for breakfast and meet Charlie. Welcome. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
One thing I wanted to ask you is to tell us a little bit about why this movie and making this movie was so important for you to work on.
I think it's very important. The movie has several components, the way people look at it. And one is a story about a woman leader in a leadership position. She was the chief of the largest tribe in the United States, Cherokee Nation. And then also it's a story about a woman and a man partnering together, doing what's good for their people. And the most important thing that Wilma wanted to bring out in this story was the people working together to help everybody for the bringing water to the community that was without water. And there's a lot of issues we could talk about why, but that was the main reason why. It actually was people coming together in the Cherokee philosophy is Gadugi, Nigadi, that Stella, and it's a community working together to solve a problem.
And it's not always easy to bring people together to work on a problem like
it's
this,
it's not.
Is it?
It takes a lot of, to me, the personality, and also I always say people can spot you a mile away and know what you're really about, because some people can go into a community, it's about them, but people also know if you go into a community, not about you, but about the people that you want to help, they can pick up on that. And that's something that we, it's just something, I think it's a gift from the Spirit, from the great Spirit that they give you, and very fortunate that I was able to acquire that gift, to give that gift. Mm-hmm. And so it has to do with a lot of trust. There's a lot that goes into it instead of just, you know, just...
So it was called the Bell Waterline Project. It sounds very official. It doesn't sound like it, the way it looked at all. And tell us about the community of Bell. Where is it, and how did Wilma decide that she really needed to get
it was,
active?
It's in the northeastern part of Oklahoma. It's actually right on the Arkansas border in a very rural part of Oklahoma. It's a remote rural area, poverty, a lot of poverty. And many of the families, I would say about 95% of the families, didn't have running water in their homes. So it's poor housing, poverty, and also there was a school there that had over 100-some students that was going to close down if they didn't have water. So it was Ross Swimmer and Wilma Mankiller came up with the idea of bringing water into that community, but they didn't have enough money. So what we did was Wilma and our job was to go in and organize the people, talk to them about, instead of contractors coming in and saying, you know what, you're going to have to do this. And you'll see that in the movie. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, what,
yeah,
us?
Your can job. We do this?
But again, going back to reaching down to the people, that's Gadugi, the God that the Stella. It was something that was laying dormant, but Wilma revived it. And boy, when it came out, people got off their knees, I mean, they really accomplished a lot. And not only that, but it caught on from one community to another community. And sometimes we had a dozen projects going where there was self-help projects going on. And also caught the attention of the national. And actually the movie that we're talking about, Cherokee Word for Water, it's been requested global.
Mm-hmm.
We could go to a lot of countries where people want to see
folks,
it.
And folks, this isn't water, community without water in the 30s. This is a community without water in the 1980s in America.
A lot of people still don't have running water in their homes.
That's right. Yeah. So So it's a very inspirational movie. And also, we have another guest with us this evening, and that is the woman who got to play Wilma Mankeller in the movie. Her name is Kimberly Guerrero. And welcome, Kimberly. Thank you so much for joining us
tonight. Thank you for having us. We love being in Port Townsend. It's so beautiful here.
Well, we got one of those wonderful evenings. So, Kimberly, tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the movie and what did it feel like to try to personify this Native woman?
Well, I got a call to come audition, and I talked to, I think Charlie and Christina, the producer, she's here as well, brought me into Oklahoma, and they actually brought me straight to Charlie and Wilma's house, and we drove up there, and my heart was pounding. You know, as a girl, little girl growing up in Oklahoma, and as an Indian girl, too, mm-hmm. you know, everyone looked up to Wilma and knew what Charlie and Wilma were doing. And so to even get to meet Charlie and to get to go to their house. And when I came up there, I think Charlie was probably working in the yard because he's always working around the property.
I was splitting wood.
Yeah, he's splitting wood. He's doing something manly. And it was just so surreal. And I just felt immediately at home. And he took me into Wilma's studio, you know, her office immediately and set me down at her desk. And I just started crying. And I'm like, who am I to get to even sit at Wilma Mankiller's desk? Mm-hmm. And he immediately started telling me about, you know, Wilma and her spirit and what she wanted to do. And I'm like, Charlie, I don't have the part yet. Like I still have to audition. And but I found out through the process that my heart is very much Wilma's heart. And how do you play? I'm a trained actor. This is what I do, and I care about my craft very much. So I knew I had the technical ability to do what I need to do, but that's not what is going to help Wilma's spirit be conveyed to the world. What's going to do that is my spirit connecting with her spirit. And so I watched hours and hours and hours of video on Wilma. And she said something in one of her videos, and she said, you know, at heart, I'm just a cheerleader. Well, I'm a cheerleader. And so I'm like, okay. And so that's what I really latched on to. And then I spent, you know, months back home. My family's back in Tahlequah as well. And so I spent a couple of months back there just asking around. And everybody that I ask in the community, tell me a couple of things that you remember about Wilma. And so that I was able to take what the people that she was working with every day, what they fell in love with, and really put that, you know, into my performance. And really it was always about, she always had a smile on her face. Oh, she yeah. always made you feel like you were the only person in the room, mm-hmm. No matter who you were, where you came from. She always made sure she had time for you. And so it was, that's where I rooted the performance. And mm-hmm. it was the honor of my life to mm-hmm. get to play Wilma.
She did a great job.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, for the man who knows. So we also have the producer of the show here, of the movie, Christina Kiel. And I want to speak to Christina just for a moment, because this was not just a movie that started 5 years ago. This is a movie that began a long, long time ago. And Christina and Wilma were friends. And Christina, I want you to tell us just a little bit about how long it was that this movie was in the works and a little bit of the story about it.
Wilma and I worked on the film for 21 years before she passed away and made Charlie promise to help me get the film done. And I've sort of thought that it would be an easy film to get both funded and to get someone to take over, because I had never done a movie before, mm-hmm. and I just figured I would get the ball rolling and then somebody else who knew what they were doing.
You mean you didn't go to UC Film School or anything like that?
I didn't go to any film. And so I kept sort of and we would get people from Hollywood who would come in and they would say, oh, you need to beef up the love story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wasn't going to happen. Mm-mm. Or they'd mm-hmm. say, oh, you need to decrease the character. So we got it done.
25 years later, here we are, and you should go see this movie as part of the film festival. It's a wonderful feature film, a story of inspirational community activism that continues today at Standing Rock.
Yes.
And so
here's to them.
Here's to the people at Standing Rock, and here's to Charlie and Wilma. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.